Audiobook by Mr. Rubin. Book title, Times Are Changing, 2018. First page, titled Elementary. So imagine second grade, right? So I'm in second grade. Actually, no. Let's go before that. First grade, okay? I had two girlfriends. All right, so imagine two twin girls who are actually in kindergarten, okay? It was a double class, kindergarten combined with first grade. And, you know, at this time, the girls are actually the aggressors. They're the ones, you know, initiating the title boyfriend, girlfriend. And they're the ones that lured me into the bushes to kiss during recess. You know, imagine that, you know. I couldn't even picture that happening now. I can imagine, you know, imagine my daughter, you know, who's in first grade, doing something like that with a kindergartner, you know, or I couldn't even see that happening, you know. So for this age and, you know, in the 80s, to me, while it's happening, it seemed normal, like natural, you know. And it's just, you know, when I think about it now, it's just insane. And you know, not everybody was doing that, but for some reason, I was put in that situation. Go ahead further into the next grade, second grade, you know, going into the closet, the where we hang our coats and our lunch pail, going to the closet with a girl in there and kissing her. Going behind the building, kissing. This is second grade now, and at this time, the third grader was a girl older than me. She's the aggressor, and the one. And but like I said, I knew what I was doing, what was going on, you know. But it all, the way it flowed out, it seemed natural and normal, to do those things. You know, our time of day, you know, our age now. Like I said, I couldn't see that happening, you know, with our kids, my kids. So it's weird just to see the time change, or just situations in general. You know, that's why I'm telling these stories to show things that I've went through, things that I've experienced, and the craziness behind it. And even at that time when it's going on, like, this is okay, this is cool and different, and I'll just go with it, you know. You know, school is different for me, you know. I'd go early. And being the math club, you know, we got there, I think it's 7 o'clock in the morning in math club. And, and I remember maybe the first or second week after that, I stopped going. I'd show up, get dropped off, and I'd skip the math club, and I'd end up going and climbing behind the buildings underneath the fences and hiding in the bushes. And I'd do things like, I'd yell out, you know, when I see other kids walking through the gates. And I scream, like, you know, hey, hey, kid, you know, like, or, you know, do like crazy monster voices. And then the kids are looking like, who the hell? Who's over there screaming? And, you know, there's weird stuff like that, you know, in my own little world, my own little zone of adventures, you know, running around on the roof, the roofs of the schools, you know, throwing out all of the balls that got kicked throughout the week, you know. And just bad stuff, you know. You know, curious kid stuff, you know. You know, I was the type of kid that I'd go to my sister's dance recitals. And then outside of the school, there'd be like huge trees. Like huge, I don't know if they're pine trees or what. But, you know, super, super long. And I would sit there and I would climb to the highest peak that I could on this tree. Like super, super dangerous stuff. Like even if I would have fell halfway where I'd climb, I'd probably die. And every single time I'd go and I'd climb the hell out of the tree, like as far as I could, and like, you know, nothing, come back down. And then that's what I did, you know. There are certain times in elementary, I felt like I just, wasn't, you know, pushing the most potential that I could. I think I developed like a sinus infection early. And I think it came from like, cats. I got bit by a cat, like a stray cat outside.
the house, and it gave me some kind of like, you know, weird fungus in my eye, you know, just like real. Even now I still have sinus issues, or I'm allergic to like dander, or any kind of pet dander, or especially cats, and I start breaking out in like hives. But I developed this early, and nobody said anything or did anything and noticed it. That in the mornings I'd wake up and I swear like I was blind. Like I would like teary eyed, squinting all the time. I think maybe from third grade to like fifth grade, I just had this thing. So, you know, I'm sitting there squinting. I couldn't even see. I couldn't see the chalkboard, the whiteboard, my projects, because I'm sitting there in tears every morning. And I just kind of dealt with it. I never had any medicines or nobody ever checked it. It just kind of just like, oh, well, I never really say anything. I just dealt with it in the morning. Parents don't notice it. The teachers kind of notice it, but they just thought that I was just a kid that was zoning out and daydreamed, didn't really focus. But the fact was that I couldn't see it. I was miserable every morning. So that kind of like took a toll as far as, you know, my learning. But at the same time, I was also like a daydreamer myself, you know. Naturally, you know, the teacher would put on classical music during the day, and I'd sit there and stare off to the abyss and just, you know, ponder about, you know, whether I should have friends or not. I just weird thoughts, you know. That's just who I was, you know, my character. And like I said, you know, at this time I was already fourth, fifth grade, almost out of school. One thing that I, you know, always took pride in, you know, back then, it was like I felt like I was somewhat of a trendsetter, you know. I try to be, you know, when recess came, it was the time to go out and, you know, mingle, meet new friends. And every time I went out, you know, from the ages of, you know, from third grade to sixth, there was something going on, whether it was, you know, playing marbles. And then we all got into the pogs, you know, and I always had to have the best pogs. And then we did the comic book cards, and we come out and we, you know, try to trade cards. And then it got into breakdancing, you know, so I was going to go out there and, you know, have a battle scene, and, you know, always had to have like the best move at the end, you know, end recess with a suicide, you know, and then go inside, and everybody was like, oh, you know, it's cool. And then even for a minute after, almost when elementary was over, we started creating new games on the monkey bars, and everybody wanted to play that game that I had made up, whether it was jumping from one bar to the other bar or swinging on the loop or whatever. I always, you know, took pride of, you know, making that game and being the best at it, and then moving on and, you know, and find the next trend. And by the time I knew it, you know, elementary was over, sixth grade was over. But so those little things that kind of made me, that build my character, made me who I was, you know, the isolation, just, you know, doing my own thing, but also trying to do the most of what I could work with, you know, with, you know, my friends, the sinuses, you know, the lack of support, and, you know, just the education system is being messed up. And then at the same time, dealing with, you know, the girls and the new changes and the growths and the challenges. So, you know, I enjoyed it, and I think it was a fair balance learning experience for me as far as elementary and my childhood.